Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, have you ever, I asked this question last week, I do believe, have you ever watched a ball game with such poor officiating that you would say we have to beat the team and the officials? Well, I kind of feel that way today in some of the fights that we are in for this nation. We the people, seriously. We the people have got to get serious about this fight for liberty, if it means anything to you. I remember Derry Brownfield. He used to laugh about how everybody thought he was a nut, he'd say, because they thought he was some conspiracy nut, mentioning the black helicopters. And now we know, he would say, and he'd kind of chuckle, heck yeah, there's black helicopters. And now we say, we also have added the drones and the cameras, and we have Google and their infringements upon privacy. I say this to you, as you know, my mentor, Derry Brownfield, would have shows periodically about the threat of the MP. And guess what? Now the military is acknowledging that this is a huge threat to the U.S. There are several topics I want to bring to you today. And as I do, I want you once again, each one of you, to think about how you can serve this nation best. How best can you serve this nation? Are you willing to fight for the future of this nation? Does it really mean anything to you? Educate and put on the full armor of God and knowledge. Know your rights, know your constitution, know your history. Build on it. Don't throw it away because of the bad that's there. Build on the good. That's how we learn from our mistakes. We don't repeat them. So are you willing to dig in and to study your constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the history of this nation? Are you willing to make phone calls or perhaps start a petition drive or be part of that? Are you willing to run for a political office? Are you willing to sacrifice anything? They pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honors. Many of them lost their lives. The majority of them definitely sacrificed their fortunes. But they held on to those sacred honors by standing firm for what they believed. Will we at least pledge our sacred honors and hold the elected accountable? Fire them when necessary. I've got lots of exclamation marks by that in my writing. And replace them with honorable men and women. Such a pledge would certainly bring America home. Now, as you know, we lost our 41st president. George H. Bush passed away. He was a good man. He was a good father. But I don't want to speak ill. He fought for this nation. He was a strong guy. But he was also the first one to mention the New World Order. He was also a politician, like many others, you know. And they always get on to President Barack Obama for saying, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you want your insurance, you can keep your insurance. And I remember old George H. saying, read my lips, no new taxes. And, of course, we got new taxes. But he was our president, and he was a tough guy, the 41st president. He was a good and honorable husband and father to his family. But he couldn't bring himself to support the current president. Well, we pray for his grieving family, and this nation has lost one of its former presidents. He was 94 years old. He lived a long life, and I think he was even, when he was 90, he was still jumping out of planes. He had this thing about jumping out of the planes, and he just kept doing it on his birthday. He was even coherent enough before he passed away when his son George, the president, George W. Bush, called him and told him he loved him. And he said, I love you too, son. So we honor that family today with the grieving of the loss of their father and grandfather. And I would suspect great-grandfather. He's got a pretty good legacy there for his family. Now, moving on, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the battles that we face here. And maybe some of you don't think it's a big deal when we talk about the Electoral College. But the Electoral College is a very big deal, and that's why they're wanting to do away with it. So let me explain it to you as it has been explained to me, and maybe this will help. The subject title in this is 319 Square Miles. In their infinite wisdom, our founding fathers created an electoral college to ensure that the states were fairly represented. Key word there, fairly. Why should one or two densely populated areas speak for the entire nation? Well, unless you want mob rule, which is what democracy is. So when they keep saying we're a democracy, you need to say, no, we're not supposed to be a democracy. Well, these statistics should finally put an end to the argument if you really want fair representation in the United States of America, if that means anything to you. So this should help you make sense of the Electoral College. There are 3,141 counties in the United States. Trump won 3,084 of them, and Hillary Clinton won 57 counties. There are 62 counties in New York State. Trump won 46 of them. Clinton won 16 of them. Clinton won the popular vote by approximately 1.5 million votes. They keep saying this over and over and over again. Joy Behar loves to say it. But they don't talk about the Electoral College as if it was something bad with it. Because, you see, they don't want fair representation. They want mob rule. In the five counties that encompass New York City, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan, Richmond, and Queens, Clinton received well over 2 million more votes than President Donald Trump. Clinton only won four of these counties. Trump won Richmond. Therefore, these five counties alone more than accounted for Hillary Clinton's winning the popular vote of the entire country. Just in New York. These five counties comprise 319 square miles. 319 square miles. The United States is comprised of 3,797,000 square miles. When you have a country that encompasses almost 4 million square miles of territory, it would seem to be ludicrous to even suggest that the vote of those who inhabit the mere 319 square miles should dictate the outcome for all the rest in a national election. I want to talk about this a little bit further when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. The number to call is 877-895-5410. It is not Free for All Friday, so I get to pick and choose the topics today. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. I lay my heart on these tracks. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to talk just a little bit more about the Electoral College, and then we will move on to another topic. But it's been verified and documented that those aforementioned 319 square miles were where the majority of our nation's problems are. That's where Hillary Clinton won the majority vote, was just in that 319 square mile area. Now, I want to back up just a little bit, and I want to remind you of Agenda 21. In Agenda 21, what they want to do with the United States of America, we are divided into counties now. They want it to be regions. Much like, if you remember, when we talked about, and I didn't know a whole lot about it, and I couldn't get the person on that I kept calling. He'd say, they said they wanted to talk about it, but that they didn't want to talk about it, or they'd have come on the air and talked about it. Clean Missouri, which had more to do with regionalizing than it did with clean. I guess more like a clean sweep. So if they would change the regions, and if they would change the topography of the counties and the voting areas, the precincts, then mob rule might win. Think about that. Do you really want someone, because I know most of my listening audience here is rural America, but think about it. Whether you were a Hillary fan or a President Donald Trump fan, do you really want to change that? Because, you know, that's how Bill Clinton won, if I'm not mistaken. He won with Electoral College. Should the majority rule as far as a popular vote? So the Electoral College was there to protect the areas, whether they were rural or just outside the city, from being dictated over by just a small area, say 319 square miles. Now, speaking to the character of Hillary Clinton, she thought no more of her own followers than she did of the deplorables that she spoke of that voted for President Donald Trump. On election night when she lost, she couldn't even bring herself, compose herself enough, long enough, to come out and address her followers who were weeping and crying and waiting. I watched that. That was sad. I felt sorry for them because they worked hard. They believed in Hillary Clinton. They believed in what she said, but she doesn't believe in what she says, or she would have come out. She would have cared about those people who had sacrificed a lot for her campaign. But she was too busy sulking, and they said she was on a drunken spree and throwing things, but I don't know that for sure. I know she was sulking. I know she wasn't man enough to come out and address her followers. It took her a few days to compose herself. So is that really the character you want as leader of a nation? Is that really the character of someone that you want as president of the United States? I don't think so. But then again, that's why the Electoral College is so very, very important. The wisdom of our founding fathers, yeah, they didn't get it all right, but they got a lot of it right because they had experienced it before. Now, going back to the EMP, as I mentioned in my monologue, that an attack poses a threat to the U.S. You know, and I had to put saying, we the people have been telling you this for a long time. They're just now coming out and admitting it. I'm certain that they knew it. But it's kind of like the black helicopters, you know. Oh, these people with this EMP talk. They don't know what they're talking about. They're conspiracy chasers. No, it's reality. It says a new report from the United States Air Force Air University warns of an electronic magnetic pulse type attack that poses a direct threat to the United States democracy and the world order. The report titled Electromagnetic Defense Task Force says an attack would shut down the U.S. electric grid for a year and a half, melt down nuclear plants, cripple the U.S. military, displace 4.1 million people, and kill 90% of the East Coast within 1 year. That's kind of scary, isn't it? It's kind of scary that we are that reliant on things. It says North Korea, Iran, Russia, and the U.S. have all developed EMP weapons. Now, when Kim Jong-un was shooting up missiles, they said he wasn't really trying to necessarily nuke us, but he was attempting for an EMP attack. Now, whether that's the truth or not, I don't know. But I remember my dad, years and years ago, before we even had some of the technology we have now, he said all they have to do is hit our electric grids and we're done. It puts us out for too long. And my brother, who was a Marine in Nam, has said the military needs to get off the Internet. They need to go back to paper. Nobody can steal that, as in China and some of these others, Russia. They can't hack into that. I guess they can still steal it. You know, they've stolen things before. An EMP would cause instantaneous and simultaneous loss of many technologies reliant on electrical power and computer circuit boards, such as cell phones and GPS devices. The report says, I guess we're going to have to learn how to read a map. Failures may include long-term loss of electrical power due to loss of emergency generators, sewage, fresh water, banking, landline, cellular services, vehicles, and the report adds to those to that list. So when you stop and you think about that, and we laugh about, you know, the guy down the road who's off the grid, we think, man, he's just a nut. Well, no, he's prepared. Are you prepared? Now, you think about this. Think about the sewage. Think about the disease that will just be there. I mean, instantaneously or simultaneously. It's serious stuff. So what are we going to do about it? And how can we possibly get Congress to acknowledge that there's a problem? Because, you know, they're too busy trying to get rid of a president and defy him on everything that he tries to do. Speaking of Congress, President Trump is going to be making a... He's going to be telling them here real soon, an announcement, that it will be the formal terminating of NAFTA. And he says, just so you understand, when I do that, if for any reason we're unable to make a deal because Congress, then Congress will have a choice. A choice of the New Deal or returning to trade rules from before 1994 when NAFTA took effect. He says, this is not something where we have a piece of paper we can say yes or no. You know, it's, that's Nancy Pelosi saying that. She's more than likely going to be Speaker of the House. It's not a sure thing yet. She'll be voted on in January, and there is a group of them fighting that. But I think she's probably got the money to sway enough that she will get that. She also has to get there. I didn't realize the Republicans voted on that, too. I just assumed it was the ones that had the majority that voted on their majority leader. But it's everyone. So... obviously, some Republicans will have to go on with that as well. So, NAFTA should be a done deal, but will Congress go along with the president on that? I don't have a lot of faith in Congress. Maybe you've kind of figured that out. You know, right now they've been fighting. I was watching the news last night, and they're fighting over the wall. And Mitch McConnell doesn't want to vote on the wall. He wants to get these federal judges in place before January. Well, that's a smart thing to do, but they should have been doing this all along. And they should have voted on the wall a long time ago, funding the wall. I have a little something to say about that when we come back, because, you know, they can't find the money. I wonder where the money's going. Where? Bring us the money, honey. Come on. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I guess the people could say we told you so. We knew about the EMP a long time ago. How come they're just now acknowledging it? 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166.
2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code Beth Ann. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I was writing down on my little paper here. They have a plan, do you? You know, when it comes to what we were talking about with the Electoral College, they have a plan to go around that. To regionalize, do away with counties and regionalize. And there's a purpose for that. What do you think that is? It's for the elected officials, the elite, to gain more control over you. And that's what the technology is good, but technology can be used for good or could be used for bad. So, you know, when we have drones and cameras at every position, I think some of those are good. I think we need some of the cameras and such out there. But at drones spying on farmers, that's not necessary, is it? So they're plotting and planning, and they're doing. Are you? They're doing everything they can to strip your liberties. Are you willing to do anything to save them? Well, the Dow futures went up a little bit because of the decision for the 90-day halt on the trade with China. So President Donald Trump has made a little breakthrough there. We'll see what happens. we just kind of have to keep an eye on that. I think we'll probably talk a little bit about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about some of the trade issues tomorrow when we have Greg Owens on Liberty Tabletop. I hope you're taking advantage of my Made in America companies. I've been promising you that for a long time. I have had some breakthroughs, and Liberty Tabletop is a perfect example, and they're helping support CSC Talk Radio, and I need you to help support them and their business. And it's a big undertaking to get new utensils or even buy some for weddings or gifts or whatever the case may be. But these are something that will stay in the family for a long, long time. That they also have cookware, and they also have dishes and such, and some of the other things that they provide there. Now, I wanted to talk just a little bit. We were talking about Congress, and you know how my opinion is of Congress. And I think I said Friday, let's go ahead and shut them down. Just shut them down. Don't pay them. Just shut them down. But Trump on the caravan, he's saying we will close the entire southern border if necessary. Do you think it's necessary? Why do you think? I watched somebody last night, and they were talking about some of the things and the economy and the jobs and all of this wanting to have the open borders. Again, open borders takes away your nation. It's not a country if you don't have borders. You have borders around your states. Remember when you travel and you say, welcome to Kansas, or welcome to Missouri, or welcome to Illinois, as you travel across this nation. They even tell you when you enter a new time zone. Sometimes. Sometimes they've got to sign up for that. However, what are you willing to do? Should they close the southern border? They're telling us that we're a terrible, terrible country because we have had made terrible decisions in the past, and our founding fathers were, not all of them were. This was politics then as well as it was later in life. But we have overcome it. There's still a long way to go. We're never going to get rid of prejudices, but slavery was a dark, dark time in this nation. However, should we throw it all away because of that? We need to throw that away, and we have. But when they talk about the elite or the privileged white people, and that people of color in this nation have no rights and they are, don't have jobs, they're just not taken care of, and blah, blah, blah. And that may be true in some areas yet. I don't think it's true to a great degree now. But then they want all these others that are outsiders coming into this nation, taking the jobs from those who live here, regardless of what their color is. They want to impose things like your salaries. They want to propose the minimum wage, bring it up to $15 an hour, which is going to do away with jobs. Technology will do away with them anyway, eventually. And this is just going to rush it along. So, I don't know. They do away with newspapers. I guess we won't have anybody throwing newspapers anymore. They'll just get something like a little T-ball thing, just throw the newspapers. You know, it's you have to stop and wonder what their logic is with open borders. Well, it goes back to that New World Order of North American Union. That's what they want, is a North American Union. So they want it all open from Mexico through Canada. And it's not going to work. So President Donald Trump said if he doesn't get his money for the wall, he's going to close the government down. He's going to shut it down. You know, I was wishing he'd have shut it down last year. I just get aggravated at these guys. And then they come up at the last minute. They've had all year to think about this. They've had all year to work. But no, they're too busy trying to impeach a president. They're too busy trying to dig up smut on everybody. And yet we keep electing them. So, let's shut the government down and let's shut the borders down. I'm okay with I'm okay. I'm in a bad mood, I guess, on Monday. Just shut it down. Just shut it down. You know, I mentioned to you last week, I think it was Friday, and I don't have that paper in front of me, how much the Mueller, the special counsel, is costing the American people. Now, like I said, they can't come up with the money for anything else that you wanted. I mean, the majority of the Americans that voted for President Donald Trump, they want a wall. They want security on the borders, but they're not willing to give you that. So they give you Mueller, or however you say his name. He's kind of a mule right now. And I mentioned to you that Jerome Corsi goes back a long, long way. I remember him being on Derry Brownfield's show. I had him on my show several times years ago when I first started. And the only reason I haven't had him on is because he was getting be so hard to book. He went through a booking agent. It was just terrible to get it done. But Jerome Corsi is not cut from the same cloth as some of these other guys. Trust me, he's no Cohen. Cohen who will cave. Cohen who would not ever sacrifice his life or his fortune or have a sacred honor to even put on the line. But Jerome Corsi, he's going to fight back. And it says in this that Jerome Corsi is going to hit Mueller with criminal complaint. He reveals Mueller asked him to commit witness tampering. Well, that's going to be interesting, isn't it? They call him a right-wing author, Jerome Corsi, and he told The Hill on Thursday that he plans to file criminal charges against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Mueller has been investigating Corsi and President Donald Trump's longtime consultant, Roger Stone, as part of an investigation into the election interference by Russia. You know, Russia's not a good guy, but I'm going to tell you what, neither's Robert Mueller. Neither's the Democrat Party. Neither are the elite in the Republican Party. They're not good guys. They're playing politics with your lives and the future generations of this nation. They got a plan. Do you? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. I want to talk a little bit more about what Jerome Corsi's doing to fight back. I said if anybody will do it, it'll be Jerome Corsi because he's not cut from the same cloth. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSE Talk Radio has the best listeners in the world, and I appreciate every one of you. So when you tell me that you had trouble listening for whatever reason, it breaks my heart. As you know, I've been on a campaign to find and promote all American-made companies, and as fate would have it, one such company found me. Michael of Goodar Electronics contacted CSE Talk Radio with an all-American-made product that will help my shortwave and AM and FM listeners. Designed for all environments, the DXL 1000 is a multi-band outdoor antenna. It's the world's first telescoping tunable whip. Michael has been in business for over 30 years, manufacturing high-quality custom antenna models that cover a wide range of applications. His antennas are in use all over the world. Give Michael a call at 480-892-8207. That's 480-892-8207. Or visit GoDarUSA.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It was $17 million, almost $20 million. That was since May of this year. It's gone up since then that the special counsel investigation has spent of your tax dollars. And now I was watching TV. I know I've got a caller, so hang on, Joe. I wanted to make a point here. Congress can't find the money for the wall, but somehow, some way, President Barack Obama found $125 billion to give to Iran. Where did that come from? Does anybody ever wonder these things? I'm just thinking about things, my youngest boy used to say. I'm just thinking about things. Where did that come from? And they can't come up with $25 billion for this wall. Or five now. He's brought it down to five just to get it started. Oh, well, we're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. He's got a different topic on his mind. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm still getting by. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing good, too. Didn't fall down this weekend.
What's that?
I didn't fall down this weekend, so I'm doing good.
Hey, congratulations. All right. Got through another one. Got through another one with no injury. Hey, life is good. You were talking about the EMP situation.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say something. This has been on my mind quite a bit recently, and it just reminds me of what I've been thinking about, how, you know, it seems like with the development of technology, you know, we always think of technology as progress to make life better and so on like that, and in certain ways it does.
Yeah.
But it seems like with technology, there's always drawbacks, too. You know, it's never never complete, absolute, total progress. Everything is better. You know, it seems like there's always trade-offs. You know, one way it makes life better and one way it makes life worse. And particularly with this very advanced, very sophisticated technology that we have these days, you know, it looks to me like one of the problems that comes with that is it makes us more and more dependent upon fewer and fewer people, you know, like in the days of horse-drawn wagons.
Yeah.
You know, anybody in any town, any carpenter in any town could set up a shop and make a wagon. You know, people who had farms all over the place could breed horses. You know, it was a very decentralized technology. It was, you know, the ability to make these wagons and to breed these horses wasn't concentrated in just a few people. And so it was better that way. It was better from that standpoint, I think. You know, but when cars and trucks came along, you know, of course, they're much more advanced, much more high tech. And so fewer and fewer companies could make the cars and the trucks. And so the whole economy, the whole society got more and more dependent on these cars and trucks, which fewer and fewer companies could make, you know, until we got down to the big three. And so more and more wealth and more power got concentrated in the hands of those big three. And the same with computers. Now everything now depends on these computers. And so, and they're extremely sophisticated, extremely advanced technology, and very few companies, I think, very few people understand them, I think. Very few companies can manufacture them. And so everything has got dependent on these computers that very few companies can manufacture, and which, you know, there's not all that many people can understand and, you know, build and repair and all this kind of stuff.
Even if we
just bring
that down to the vehicles. You know, you can't have a little shade tree mechanic out there fixing the vehicle anymore because they got to plug it into a computer to find out what's not working on it. You know, it's got so many different things going on it. What do they call it? Bells and whistles. You know that. I had to trade. Well, we didn't trade it off. It wasn't worth enough. But I had to get a new vehicle this year, and it just pains me because I haven't had a payment for a long time, and now I've got a payment. But it's got seated heats, and I like that. But that's just another thing to go wrong in it. You know, it takes more energy, takes a little more juice, another thing that's going to drain a battery, another thing that's going to do this or do that. And so every time you find something that makes life a little easier, it's going to also get a little more complicated.
So as we get dependent on fewer and fewer companies to manufacture the high tech that we need for everything, you know, then more and more wealth gets concentrated, more and more power gets concentrated in those few people, those few companies. And so that creates another sort of centralization of power. You know, our founding fathers wanted to avoid centralization of power.
That's right.
They set up the government with three branches to balance each other out. They had these frequent elections so that nobody would stay in office forever and get more and more and more power. But this increasing dependence on high technology that, you know, fewer and fewer people can understand and manufacture, you know, that creates another kind of centralization of power that's, you know, I think has become a big problem in today's world.
I heard some guy talking about that the other night, and he said that some of this that they're concerned about right now is going to be a thing of the past. So they are working on something in the background that's going to be competitive or take over or something, but I don't know if it'll be any better than Google or some of these others, you know, that have taken over our lives. I mean, I know you're not online much. You have your website there with your paintings. By the way, this is Joe R. Painter, and you can go to my website and look at his what beautiful gifts those would be for Christmas. Some of his paintings there.
Hey,
and,
right on. Thank you about that.
Yeah.
Portraits are great gifts, too. I take commissions for portraits.
Absolutely, yeah. And that would be a great gift also. Wow, that'd be a really good gift. So if you... Where was I going with that? I'm selling your paintings and I lost my train of thought. But, I know you're not on the World Wide Web that often, but if you go on there and you search for anything, you know, if you're looking for a new dress for a wedding or something, Joe, you know, the next thing you know, all these dresses are popping up. They're just popping up all over your computer because you've looked at something, and they've got you traced. They know what you're looking for, and they're seeking you out. And so there's nothing sacred anymore if you're searching on the World Wide Web.
Well, another thing is that whenever anything like that pops up, it's always Amazon that's the first one to pop up, you know, to sell it to you.
Yeah.
And if you want to buy it from anybody but Amazon, you've got to really
do a little more searching
with your mouse there to scroll down to find somebody besides Amazon that's selling it.
But you can buy Joe's paintings from Joe, not Amazon. Okay, I'm going to let you go. We're about out of time, Joe. Thank you for good points of that being come a centralized power. I appreciate that. So, you know, we've talked about so many different things, and I'm going to finish up here, and I'm not going to dwell on it very long, But you know Flake, he's continuing to dislike the president. And he's not going to vote on any more judicial nominees from President Donald Trump. Now, they've been holding these for a long time. They've been there a long time. But he's going to hold them now because he thinks Mueller needs a bill to protect him. Now, this is the man that we have spent on his special counsel $17 million to find out about the Russians, to impeach a president duly elected by the people through the Electoral College established by our founding fathers in their great wisdom. But Flake doesn't like it, and he thinks Mueller needs to be protected, even though the president says he has no intentions of firing him or doing away with the special counsel. Although my advice would be kick him out. I'm done with them. I'm done for them taking the money from the American people. And they want another one. They want another special counsel. Why? Why? You know, when I was listening last night, they were talking about the infiltration of President Trump's administration. There's still some of those there that keep getting put in there that are not Trump people. They don't support his policies. They support globalism. They don't like nationalism. They don't like Americanism. They want open borders. They want cheap wages, and they want the Americans to start suffering. It's time for you to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSE Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSE Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSE Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.